The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. So, we're still in the month of February. A couple weeks ago, we just finished celebrating Valentine's Day. So, this week, we're going to be talking about love, and we're going to be talking about romancing God. But before we get into that, I want to inform you guys of a fundraiser we are currently holding at Freedom Fellowship Church. In fact, this weekend is the first weekend of this fundraiser, and it's going to be going on from this weekend and the following two weekends. On Saturday, so that's February the 25th, Saturday, March the 4th, and Saturday, March the 11th, we are having a fundraising sale at Freedom Fellowship Church. So you should come out and join us. We're going to have a little something for everyone. We're going to have furniture. We're going to have clothes, music, movies. There's going to be food for you to eat. The whole ministry team is going to be there. The whole praise team is going to be there. And we're raising money to send the praise and worship team and the ministry team to Israel. So everything that you buy, and we encourage you, go ahead and buy as much as you want. And anything that you buy, anything that you pay for, will go towards sending the ministry team and praise and worship team to Israel this summer. And any remaining funds will go towards this radio broadcast, the prophetic voice of our time. So we invite all of you to join us at Freedom Fellowship Church this upcoming Saturday. And the Saturday after that is going to be from 9 to 5 at 8419 Callahan Road. Again, that's 8419 Callahan Road. You can find more information on our website at www.sogmi.org. This past week, Pastor Chris came out and she had a very specific set of instructions concerning personal relationships for people with marriages that are going through a rough patch, for people that aren't married, for people that want to get married. These all apply to you. So we're going to play back these instructions. If you're hearing it now, it's directed at you. And the focus of this message is about the love of God and romancing Jesus, building that relationship with God. So without further ado, let's tune in to Pastor Chris and hear what she has to say today.
You know, we have a lot of things that we're getting from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit for 2017, and we all are sensing it. So it is important for us just to be strengthened and to be encouraged. We need to encourage one another. We need to pray for one another. The Lord is doing so many things on the earth that we'd never heard or it never happened before in the history of the church. But I'm not supposed to share this morning, but last week I encountered so many people and the Holy Spirit is giving me the same instruction to everybody and woke me up 3 o'clock in the morning. Who was so excited. He was teaching me, and I said, hold on, Lord. I'm not supposed to be ministering this Sunday. And he just kept on telling me. He just kept on sharing me things and how excited he is. Then I got excited. So I said, okay, the order of the service will change. You know what I'm saying? I have to give this. And this is also for you, our listeners, the prophetic voice of our time. This is for you too. So those of you that are listening, you are not exempt, but you are included in this blessing. Amen? Okay. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 40, the greatest commandment of all, since prophecy is motivated by love, everything that God is doing, all the good things that are happening in our lives is because he loves us. So if the burden is too heavy, if the yoke is too difficult, if it's painful, if it brings you sorrow, it didn't come from God. Okay? Okay. It's love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And And this is a proven fact, at least in my life. If you don't love God with all your heart, there is no way that you will be able to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You will love yourself more. You understand what I'm saying? Every good thing will stop with you and with your interest and with your loved ones. You're not going to share. So it is important for us to fall in love with Jesus as if for the first time, ever again, because his love, his ways, his presence, his word is always fresh and new every morning, right? And this is the season, beginning this year, is the season that we really need to meditate on this commandment from the Lord. Love him first and foremost, and then love your neighbor as yourself. And this year, you are going to have an assignment, and you must follow this assignment. Because why? This is the year wherein God is not just going to heal relationship that he ordained, but he is more than willing for us, all of us children, to live heaven on earth. He is more concerned about relationship than you. After all, he created mankind to establish relationship with us, right? His children, his people, his bride, his beloved. I consider this a great privilege to teach you, to be chosen by him to teach his people how to love him, to trust him, and to obey him. It is a great privilege. Many of those, and you know this, and if you're one of them, don't say amen, okay? Keep it to yourself. Many of those in the body of Christ, even majority of those that are married Christian, are living below what God has purposed in their marriage, in their life, in their family. Are you getting this? And many anointed people that are called by God, they will turn their back on God and pursue and said, well, I need to focus on my family first. And they walk away from that relationship, violating and sinning without them knowing it, because they just violated the greatest commandment of all. Because if we know God, we trust him that we're going to stay in our post and he will take care of those things that concern us. He will find a way to take care of our family, to protect them. And you know what? He loves them more than you love them. Because God the Father loves you and I as much as he loves his only begotten son. That's a lot of love. So he will never plan while you're busy doing his work and building that relationship with him. He's not going to say, okay, now that he's focused, I'm going to let areas in his or her life fall apart. No, he will always think about you. He's very protective of those who are diligently seeking him. His reward is with him. God rewards those who, what? Diligently seek him. So it is important for us to trust, or don't compromise and don't focus on what God has already established in your life. Allow God to separate. Allow God to heal. Allow God to restore. Allow God to bless. You need to seek God for their sake as much as God's people. Are you getting this? Okay. And you can only do this if you fall in love and continue to be in love with our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to earn his love. He is already in love with you, right? I don't know how he does that, because for me, he should love me more than you. Why is it that it has to be equal? It is amazing. He is an amazing God. What can I say? So, I don't know. Ever since I was a child, thank God for this priest. he introduced Jesus as my Savior, and he told me that I can always go to Jesus and tell Jesus every secret that I have, every concern, every fear, even if I cause the problem. So I always go to Jesus. I always talk to him. So it is just like breathing to me. It became natural when I got born again. And for me, for lack of better word, I accidentally discovered this love relationship with him. The Holy Spirit took over and my life became very exciting. Even in times of trouble. Hello? As if God don't know, right? Because he's into details. So if you're married today, then you can allow God to improve that marriage. If you're facing a difficult, impossible situation, like for example, you're separated, you're in the process of divorce, and you don't want it, then allow God to do supernatural. Just don't touch it. Just follow these instructions that I'm going to give you, right? For those that are wanting to get married, for those of you that are too young to even think about getting married, for those of you who don't want to get married, for those of you who don't know what they want, and said all of this applies to you, okay? So there's no exemption. And for those of you that are going to Israel with me, this is a required curriculum, okay? For all of you to be able to receive what God has for you in 2017, okay? Because our trip to Israel, it's a spiritual journey for you. But it is an open door for you. It is up to you, okay? Because as a whole, the Holy Spirit is leading the body of Christ, his bride, to a place where she'd never been before. A glorious place. An influential and affluential place. The body of Christ will emerge as a glorious church before the Lord comes. Okay? So don't look as if, oh, it must be the end. It must be the end. Look what's happening all around us. No. If you are a Christian, you're looking at the wrong direction. You'll turn into a pillar of salt, right? You look at what's happening in your life and to the body of Christ as a whole. We will be influential church first before the Antichrist is allowed to wreak havoc here. The Lord is going to place his church first to a place of prominence, okay, before we get out of here. So when these things happening, now that prophetic words are manifesting, prophecies are manifesting left and right, that is the place. Oh, this must be the beginning of the end. Glory to God. Because why? Jesus is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkles. Okay. For those of you that are married now, okay, some of you might need to fast in order to obey this. Okay, at least once a week, and tell them if your grumpy spouse is, oh, what is this? And said, it's my assignment. Pastor Chris said that she will drown me if I don't do this. So blame me for this. I want you to write a love letter to your spouse. Okay, date it and tell him or her that it's instruction from the Lord. Recall one godly characteristic why you fall in love and one thing that he or she did special for you. A romantic gesture, send you a flower. You're going to recall that. And you're going to explain. That's a love letter. At least once a week. Okay? And express your love and appreciation for your spouse. Yeah, some of you will be raising the dead, okay? So you're going to prove that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. So what is it? And when you say it, when you read that love letter towards your loved one, don't be grumpy. Don't be crying. Okay? Because it will create transformation, miracle, restoration, healing. Okay? Okay. For those of you that are listening over the radio, you too, brother. Mm-mm. Don't ever shake your head. And you too, sister. And don't ever say that you cannot say any good thing about him. Remember, he is your taste. Just recall that. Remind yourself. So, prove the devil wrong. Live heaven on earth. Okay? Okay. So express your love and appreciation to your spouse. Trust God on this. If God was not able to wait until I wake up, this is very important to him. So make it as important to you. Okay? And if you're not living with your spouse right now, he or she will not even listen to you. Make a copy of that letter. Keep a copy to yourself and send the original to him or to her. Now, this is one for the spouse that you've been wanting to reconcile, that you still love and you still love that person. And that person is already married. I repeat, if that person is already married to somebody else, just write it, date it, don't send it. Okay? Allow God. Because if your past marriage to that person cannot be salvaged, that person is in love with somebody who is a godly person. If you're going to do that, in what? In obedience to whatever is so true, whatever is perfect. If there's any praise or excellence you think about these things, do not mail it. Do not call them on the phone and read it. You understand what I'm saying? Just write it or thank God for that person. Put it in your journal and then let it go. Because God does not enjoy seeing his people suffer. God can change your heart in a blink of an eye, in an instant. And you'll be released from that captivity. Hello? And if it's meant to be reconciled and healed again, God is going to make a way. Do not help God on it. Is the instruction clear? Okay. For those of you that are not married, don't want to be married, too young to get married, write a letter to Jesus. Date it. Tell him how much you love him. Remember and remind him one or two good things that he did for you. Other than you saved me, thank you. No. You all, especially you young people, you encountered supernatural things during your Bible studies. Okay? And write those letters not just once a week, at least three times, minimum of three times a week. And when you write those, don't submit a prayer petition to him. Remember, you're loving him. Are you getting this? You know how it is when romance will immediately fly out of the window. You will be goo-goo eyes and then I said, oh, I need for you to do this. Fix the plumbing. I need the money. You have to pay this bill. You have to pay that. And said, you cannot be romantic after that. I tried. And that's what I'm saying. So don't submit a prayer petition. It is, oh, Lord, I love you. And said, remember when you did this. Remember when I was in deep trouble and then you told me, I heard your voice. Remember when you visited me in a dream. And think, and all of you, think about something that you can romance him. All Jesus wanted from you, because he provides for everything, is your heart, your time. He just wants time from you. He wants you to trust him and to love and to receive that love back, right? Okay. Is this too difficult? It's time to resurrect romance, because God created romance. So we need to resurrect that. Okay? So write a letter to Jesus for all of you. Don't submit a petition. Don't complain. Don't ask Jesus for anything to do. Okay? Just love him. Treat this like a date. Remember when you fall in love the first time? Oh man, everywhere you go, you are reminded of that person. Right? You hated wrestling with a passion. And man, he loved watching those clowns hitting on each other with those fancy belt. But then you wanted to share his or her interest, and then you get into it. If you're a guy, you wanted war movies, and now you're watching chick flick, right? And hoping that you can steal a kiss, or you can hold hands, right? That's all you think about. Is not, you're not thinking about yourself. When you're in love, you're thinking about that person. And whatever good things that happen to that person, you are happy. Am I correct? And you are so partial. That person is perfect, even though he or she's slurping in the soup, drooling, making a lot of noises. But you tolerate that. Oh, that's cute. Right? Until after 25 years. Stop that. Stop that. Right? So, don't complain to Jesus, but be grateful. Okay? This is a date. This is a romantic date. See, now you understand why he was so excited. Because you never dated him. Every time you talk to Jesus, give me this, give me that, beat somebody else, judge this person. Right? So this is an easy task for most of you. Right? But it's going to be challenging for Christian brats.
Because it's about them. What about my ministry? What about my calling?
No, this is about Jesus now. Right? Okay. If you did not involve God in your past choices, if you did not follow his ways of doing things, his precepts, if his commands, do not blame him for the bad results. Okay? So take responsibility. Take this as a romantic time with the Lord. And you will be surprised of the results on how the Holy Spirit will just come in glory. Okay, so don't give Jesus a grocery list or honeydews, but instead, honey, what can I do for you? Okay, so instruction for those who want to get married. Every day you thank Jesus for your life and for who he is. Write him love letters every day. Remind him and recall those times that he really touched you, how your personal prophecies were fulfilled, and that you trust him. Develop this love relationship with him. Because what Jesus is really waiting is he wants to make sure that he's not going to lose you when you get married. Because he already lost millions of Christians that are married now. They put their spouse first and foremost instead of God. So he doesn't want you to be added to those statistics. Are you listening to me? Okay. When he'll know that you will love him more than anyone, more than anything, he knows that you are ready. So you're not waiting on God. Okay. He's waiting on you.
Amen. Well, we're about out of time for today, but those are our instructions. So we're not waiting on God, or we shouldn't be waiting on God. God is waiting on us. So let's take him at his word and let's do what he has instructed us to do. Make sure to write your love letters to God and let's see what God does. Let's romance God and see what he does in our lives. In addition, don't forget about our fundraising sale that's happening these next couple weekends on Saturday from 9 to 5 at Freedom Fellowship Church. That's at 8419 Callahan Road in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.